today we are, for all intents and purposes, in a post-Christian era.
Faith is privately engaging but publicly irrelevant.
We basically divorced our religion from our culture.
Christians have just really backed out of their responsibilities in so many areas.
Our problem is that we have offended the Lord and lost his needed favor.
As biblical Christians, we need to resist the New World Order.
One of the things that you've got to get rid of for a New World Order is you have to trash Christianity.
We have a nation of biblical illiterates. Only 11% of Christians now read their Bible every day.
There are millions of Christians with saved souls and Babylonian minds.
The church compromised with the world system. If the church stood up right now, it'd be gone in a minute.
Government begins in the heart of man.
The function of government is to limit sin.
There's no religion without law.
We should attack concepts, ideas, pulling down strongholds, demolishing arguments.
Religion is always scientific, and science is always religious.
Even a pagan can see something when it's working right.
Until we have a more pure witness to the world, we can hardly expect to see the world change.
I believe the businessman has to come into accountability.
Prosperity is not a goal. It is always a byproduct.
There's a new wisdom that God is giving to the church.
Therefore, we ought to transform our society.
If all of us did our job in caring for the hurting, defending the helpless, there would be no need for an ACLU.
God is looking for participants.
Shaking believers out of a false sense of security.
The issue is ultimately going to come right back today as to whether or not we will acknowledge the lordship of Christ or the lordship of Caesar.
God's bringing us back to a restored church with a restored gospel.
I've never seen so many tears of repentance.
The born-again church in every city is to be one church.
We are people of impending prophetic fulfillment.
You are about to climb into the hearts and minds of 80 Christian authors and leaders. Hold on tight. This is the Warfare Series. The Warfare Series is designed as a helicopter survey over many of the critical issues facing Christians and Americans as we approach the 21st century. The goal is to equip you to win the battle for your mind, your money, and your government.